Welcome to worship on Sunday, the 3rd of January, 2021. Light shines in the darkness. A star guides our way to the Christ child. Hope is born again. Arise, shine, for your light has come.
We are called out of our darkness into light.
Lift up your eyes and look around.
We rejoice in the gift of light.
Come, let us worship the God of light and joy and peace.
We kneel at the cradle of the babe, the light incarnate.
God of promise and light, open our eyes this day, that we may see your light in the darkness. Open our hearts, that we may perceive your promises of justice and righteousness, fulfilled in the babe of Bethlehem. May we, like the Magi, have a star to guide us on our journey quest to find the one who will truly set us free. May these moments of worship bring us closer to you, that the good news of the birth of light and love will transform our lives. Amen.
Amen. these simple praise for thy giver, and thanks to the one who has given us breath and given his son to the giver.
First reading today is from Isaiah chapter 60. This chapter begins with the familiar words, "Arise, shine, your light has come. The Lord's glory has shone upon you. Though darkness covers the earth and gloom the nations, the Lord will shine upon you." These words of hope and blessing were given to the people of Israel in a time of restoration. Returning as exiles from captivity in Babylon to Jerusalem, the people find their city lying in ruins. The prophet uses the imperative. This is a command. Arise, shine, your light has come. The Lord's glory has shone upon you. Though darkness covers the earth and gloom the nations, the Lord will shine upon you. Last week, after securing the post-Brexit trade deal on Christmas Eve, the Prime Minister vowed to focus on levelling up the country and spreading opportunity. In the press, he's reported to have said that the deal would provide new legislative and regulatory freedoms to deliver for people who felt left behind. "Big changes are coming," he said, "and it's up to us now to seize the opportunity of Brexit." I want to avoid cynicism, but I fear the Prime Minister may find it difficult to rebuild a nation that will lead to the redistribution of wealth and power in a more equitable way. How will he manage it while representing a political establishment overloaded with the elite? But I read the prophet Isaiah, I am not sure that the prophet saw it any differently than Boris Johnson. Yet his prophecy offers us a vision of hope. Hope for people living in a fractured and broken world. A society where wealth resides in the bank balances of a small minority and power dwells in the hands of a few does not work for the common good. God's vision for creation is different. As we consider today's reading in the season following Advent, we focus our thoughts on Jesus, who offers us the possibility of creating a just society based on the redemptive attributes of forgiveness, compassion, fairness, and dignity. Listen to the words of Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 to 6.
Arise, shine. For your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look about you. All assemble and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters are carried on the hip. Then you will look and be radiant. Your heart will throb and swell with joy. The wealth on the seas will be brought to you. To you, the riches of the nations will come. Herds of camels will cover your land. Young camels of Midian and Ephah, and all from Sheba will come, bearing gold and incense, and proclaiming the praise of the Lord.
Let us pray. Ever-present God, we are a people who are living in darkness. We stumble around, bombarded by news of human suffering. The turmoil of things and issues, and the people of the dark, can overwhelm and paralyze us. Help us to be people of the light, shining your light of righteousness, peace, and joy into all the dark places of our lives and our world. Unlock the mystery and glory of the babe born in Bethlehem. Turn our aimless wanderings into a journey of purpose, guided by your star. Let the light break into our lives and our world, and transform us into people of the light. Amen. As certain as the dawn follows the night, so is the promise of God's forgiveness and love for us all. Arise and shine, follow the star, find the light of the world born in Bethlehem, and be transformed from darkness into light.
As with gladness men of old did the guiding star behold, as with joy they hailed its light, leading onward, beaming bright. So most gracious God, may we, led by you forever, with joyful steps they sped, Saviour, to your lowly bed, there to bend the knee before you whom heaven and earth adore. So may we with one accord seek forgiveness from our Lord. As they offered gifts most rare, gold and frankincense and myrrh, so may we, cleansed from our sin, rise of service now begin. As in love our treasures bring, Christ to you, the heavenly country bright, need they no created light. You, its light, its joy, its crown, you, its sun, which goes not down. Therefore ever may we sing Alleluias to
The second reading is from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. In Bethlehem in Judea, they replied, for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
Matthew is the gospel writer who tells us that Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. Amid the joy depicted by the arrival of Emmanuel, Matthew depicts Herod pacing the corridors of his palace, wringing his hands, worried and fearful. Matthew uses the word disturbed to describe Herod's state of mind. Herod summons the astrologers from the east to his palace to demand that they report back to him after following the great star to the birthplace of the newborn king. His reason for giving such a command is that he too may pay tribute to the newborn king. While the three travellers continue their journey, following the bright light to the sacred baby's crib, Herod remains behind, indebted to these strangers to do his bidding. However, when the wise travellers look upon the radiant face of the newborn king, present their symbolic gifts, they go home by another route, having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod. Matthew proceeds to tell us about the extreme measures that Herod is prepared to take to remove any threat to his rule. Herod is ruthless. At the same time, he is a pathetic character. Herod's unable to look up to see the bright star, to imagine a new life in a new time. His deep-seated fear and insecurity keep him trapped in circumstances largely of his own making. This is Epiphany Sunday. In normal circumstances, the season of Epiphany follows the pageant of Christmas. This year, our festivities were greatly reduced. This year, as we enter Epiphany, we are more aware than ever of the cold, dark, gloomy days of winter. At the beginning of this new year, there are many people who feel trapped, scared, and insecure. The message of Epiphany invites us to look up and out to see what is around us. In the quiet dimness, let us take a moment to settle our troubled hearts and reach out for the newborn King, Emmanuel, God with us. Let us follow this great light that God has set in the stars to light our path, even during troubled and threatening times.
Star. full, breathe the life of gathering gloom, sorrowing, sighing, pleading, dying, sealed in a stone-closed tomb.
Let us pray. Though no person can look on God, we believe we have seen God's glory in the person of Jesus Christ. At the start of this new year, we pray for the light of God in Christ Jesus to shine through the darkness of human misery and human suffering.
Where people are lost in despair, where hope seems to be ebbing away, we pray for the hope of epiphany.
Where rulers dictate without mercy or wisdom, where citizens are manipulated by the rich and powerful, we pray for the justice of epiphany.
Where the young see no prospect for their future, where the unemployed exist without hope, we pray for the light of epiphany.
Where the church ignores its call to mission, where the people of God evade their social and political responsibility, we pray for the truth of epiphany.
Where the terminally ill face death fearfully, where people without purpose face life despairingly, we pray for the love of epiphany.
Most holy God, to you all souls are precious. Take from our eyes the scales of prejudice or indifference, that we may increasingly share your awareness of the neglected and the powerless people, and do all we can to make your love real to all. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Source of
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. Amen.